Wir holen Daf Yud Gimel. Daf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph. We have five lines down. Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav said, Hayaf Kusa de Dikla. If you have the bottom part of a dekla of a palm tree, there are like sprouts growing up, and they're attached on the bottom, but upwards they become separate, like separate reeds. Is Mesachim Bo. You're allowed to use this for Schach. And the Chiddush is, Afagav Di Yagidi Ogid. Even though on the bottom they're attached. In other words, even after you cut it off the tree, after the palm tree, it's like a bunch of leaves, like, that the bottom of it is all attached, it looks like it's bundled together, and the top of it is separate leaves. Even though it's bunched together, and we had in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to use a bunch of straw or something bunched together. The Teretz is, Agad B'day Shemayim Lo Shemayagad. If it's grown that way, B'day Shemayim, that's the way this bunch of wood like grows together. It grows bunched together. That's not the Chal Zegzer of our Mishnah. We're not afraid that you should use it and maybe somebody will put it up there to dry out, because this is not called a bundle since it was grown that way. We only have the Xer if you take pieces of straw, pieces of wood, and you bundle it together. But if it was grown that way, that's not called a bundle. The Chazal acid that you are allowed to use it for Schach. The Gemara says in the Chiddush that Afa Gav the Hoder Ogid Lahu, even though now you bunch the top parts of the leaves. In other words, we said it was grown on the bottom together. It's attached on the bottom. But the top, the leaves sprout out. So even though now you take a string and bunch up the top leaves all together, still it's kosher, you're allowed to use it for schach. Because igud b'chad lo shmeyagad. Since you're only tying it up by itself, and only on one side of it, the other side is grown together. Only one side you're tying it up, and it's all the same type of a min, there's no so that's not part of the gzera of the Mishnah, not to use a bundle of straw. A bundle has to mean you have to use of different types put together. But the exact same mint, since here was grown together on the bottom, there's no psula, doesn't look like a bundle of straw, that we have to make the xer, maybe you put it up there to dry out. So you're allowed to use this bundle, even though it's bundled on top. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Ravina Bar Shela. So Rav Chisda said over the name of Ravina Bar Shela, that Hani Dukri Dekani. It's the same type of a thing, but not by a palm tree, but by reeds. If you have reeds, that the bottom of the reeds are attached, they're grown together. And later they shoot up and they separate and like separate reeds. Is Mesachim Bu, you're allowed to use it for Schach. It's after you cut it off, it's not Mechubel Kaker anymore. So it's something that grew out of the ground. Plus it's not Mechabel Tum, it's not called an Eichel. So you're allowed to use it for Schach. And the Chiddush is, Afagav the Yagidin Inu, even though the Meister, they're attached together on the bottom, it was grown attached together, all these reeds. Still, Agad V'day Shemayim Lo Shemayagad. Since it was attached V'day Shemayim, that's the way it was grown, there's no chesaron. What's attached the way it's grown V'day Shemayim, that's not the B'chal Zera of Chavilis. And again, in the same Chiddush again, Afagav the Hoder Ogilu, even though true the bottom of the reeds are attached, but the top of the reeds are like separated, and they're all bunched all over, and now you want to go bundle them together, still we say it's mutter, even if you bundle it, because Igud B'chad Lo Shemayagad. Since you're bundling up only on top and the same type of a min, that's not the chlal, the halacha of agad, of a bundle of straw, that here you're allowed to use it. So just like we had the chiddush before by the palm tree, the same chiddush you have here by the reeds. So Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned like this also in another braisa, that kanim, you have these reeds, vudukranim, and that these pieces of the palm tree, is mesachim behen, you're allowed to use it for schach. So Gemara and Havamina thought there are two different cases. One case is using regular kanim, regular reeds, and then using the kranim. So Gemara asked the kasha, kanim shita? Like to use reeds, why not? Like single reeds, if they're not bunched together, of course you could use it for schach. It's something that grows out of the ground, and it's not makabel tumah, so what's the chiddush here? So Gemara answers, Eimo, let's say, kanim shel du kranim. It means the kanim, the reeds, that are grown like the kranim, those that are grown together. So on the bottom, they're like grown, bunched together. So even though it looks like an agad, it looks like a bundle, and our Mishnah says you can't use a bundle of wood or a bundle of shrua, but here, since it's grown that way, agad, b'dei shemayim, is loy shemay agad, it's not b'chal d'gzeira. Here you're allowed to use it. The Omer Rav Chisda said another halacha, that Omer Ravina Barsheli, said over the name of Ravina Barsheli, that Hani Merarisa Diagma. Merarisa means, Rashi says, that's chazeres, a Roman lettuce. That was by Pesach Banait, there's a mitzvah tidmor. And one of the minim of mor is chazeres. So if you have this chazer with this Roman lettuce, that's called Marisa the Agma. So that grows in an Agma, Drasha Shal Agma means in the swamps. That's the name of this type of chazeris. It's called Marisa the Agma. So like the Roman lettuce that comes from the swamps. Is Alocha Odom Yosef Hem Yedei Chavosim B'Pesach. If you eat this type of a moror on Pesach by night, you're Mekayim Mitzvah's moror. You're allowed to eat this, be Mekayim Mitzvah with this. For the Gemara Meisvah, I have a kashra on you. Ezoiv, the law is you have to take an Ezoiv, whether we have the mitzvah by the Poras Chattis, by the Paraduma, with the dam, you have to put the Ezoiv into it, or with the blood, with the water, or else by the Korban Pesach, the Pesach Mitzrayim does the mitzvah, take the Ezoiv and dip it into the blood. Wherever you have to have an Ezoiv, that's a type of a grass, it's called a Hasip, they call it, is Veloy Ezoiv Yovin. You can't use an Ezoiv that has a nickname to it called the Greek Ezoiv. V'loy Ezov Kuchli, not a nickname called Ezov Kuchli. V'loy Ezov Midbari, not a wild one that grows in the wilderness. V'loy Ezov Roimi, and not one that comes from Rome. V'loy Ezov Shiesh L'Shem Levoy, and not any type of an Ezov that has another nickname to it. So what do you see? When the Torah says to use an Ezov, it means a plain Ezov, and not with one that has a nickname to it. Zero, so the Torah says to use Moror, al Matzos Morim Yachluhu, so to use maror, maybe maror means like a type of a Roman lettuce that's only called chazeres and does not have a nickname to it. Here it's called Marisa the Yagman, has like a nickname to it. Why isn't it possible? It's the same way you say by Ezov, the mitzvah's Ezov. The Torah says only to use a pure Ezov and not an Ezov that has another nickname to it. So Rabbi gives an answer like this. It depends. That kol shenishtana shemoi kodeh matan Torah, if before the Torah was given, it also had different type of nicknames, there were different types of Ezoivs, the mashal by this Ezov, this grass, this hasab. It was different types, even Mashas the Torah was given. Obos the Torah, and the Torah came, v'hek pidu olay, and the Torah only said Ezoiv stam, the Torah never said another nickname also. You see, the Torah wanted you, but that could use a special type of the Ezoiv, only the one that's called Ezoiv stam, and not an Ezoiv that has another nickname to it, another type of an Ezoiv, like Ezoiv Yavon, and Ezoiv Kuchli. As we do, we know for sure, Shiesh L'Shem Levoy. In other words, the Torah knew there were other type of Ezoivs that had other names, and the Torah never mentioned it. So we know clearly the Torah did not want you to use those types, only the type that's called Ezoiv Stam. That's why by Ezoiv it's possible. Aba Bahani, Mashenken, by Moror, Le'nishtana Shemayhu, Koydeh Matan Torah. Before the Torah was given, it did not have this other nickname to it, called Marisa the Agma. As Peshas Matan Torah, all the Morors had one name. They were all called Moror. So when the Torah said to use Moror, all these different types of Chazeres, all these different type of Roman lettuces were included. That's the Moror said, L'nishtana Shemayhu Kodeh Matan Torah Klal. So therefore when the Torah said Moror, it meant all these types. So even though later on we gave it different nicknames, but since it's the same type of Amin, it was all included what the Torah meant to say. Rashi. Ezoiv, kol heichad uchzit Ezoiv, doros lehocha. Wherever the Torah says Ezoiv, we say this is what the Torah means. V'loi kol Ezoiv sheish l'shem levoi, hochi nami, mora ksiv, v'loi merisa diagma, they have a shem levoi, that's the kasha. But a mora also should be possible. The Torah says, no, kol shenishtana shmoi koidim ma'an teira, divin shiesh boi mikam aminim. There's a lot of different types. V'chol echad shem levoi, each one has its own name to it, k'moi Ezoiv kuchli, this type of an Ezoiv. This was its name. Uvos the Torah. Now the Torah came. V'hikpidu the Torah was makpid. Said exactly what it means. Shekosu b'kama makoymes Ezoiv. It says in a lot of places the word Ezoiv. V'lo nichtu v'yechad mehem echad mishemes alolo. Never says another name to it. Hishmamina astan Ezoiv kavod rachmona. We see clearly the Torah wants you to bring an Ezoiv that's called plain Ezoiv. Therefore, any Ezoiv that has another name to it, that's not what the Torah wanted. Mashenkin hosim merisa lo nishtanish shemam koydeh matan Torah. Uveshenitnu Torah lo hayu kruyin ela moros tam. All the moros had the name. Uveshiske morerim al zeh hayu b'mashma. When the Torah says to use moror, it meant all these types. So therefore, even though in later years they gave it another name, if the Torah still said you're allowed to use all those types of moror, all these types of Roman letters. Rav gives another Torah. Hani Marisa Stam Shmayu. Really, this Marisa the Yagma, even though you give it a nickname, but like sometimes the nicknames means it's a different type of a vegetable. Here it's not that way. Here this vegetable, this moro, this Roman lettuce, is a regular Roman lettuce. Marisa is Tom Shemayu. Behind the Korla Marisa the Yagma, you know why they give it this new nickname? This Marisa the Yagma, the Moro that comes from the Yagma, from the swamps, Mishum de Mishtakach be Yagma, because that's where you find it. You find it near the swamps. But not the Pshat is, that's really a different type of a Chazer, it's a different type of a Roman lettuce. Now, it's by the Ezoiv, their Rav holds. The reason why they call each Ezoiv with a different nickname, because it's a different type of a plant. Each one is taka different. So the Torah only said a Stam Ezoiv and not the Ezoiv Kuchli. By Shenkin, by the Marisa, by this Chazer with the Roman lettuce, they all are really called just Roman lettuces. Just the reason why they give it a nickname of Marisa, the Yagmas, because that's where you find it. But not the Pshat is a different type of a Moro. It's the exact same type of a Moro. Just this is the place where you find it, so that doesn't change its din. It's still called a Moro that you could use for the mitzvah of Moro by Pesach by night. Omar Rav Chizda said that Igud Bechad Loish Meyagit. He says, wherever you have to have a mitzvah of agad, let's say by Ezov, yeah, good is Ezov, or else by Lulav, if you hold there's a mitzvah of agad, or else by the Schachir, there's a psul of agad, if you only have one tied together, that's not called an agad. Mashenkin Sholosh Shmeyag, when you have three things tied together, that's already called an agad. So by mitzvah Ezov, you have to have three Ezovs, three stalks tied together, and you then for the psul of Al Mishnah. Of schach, chavilo also has to have at least three pieces of straw or three pieces of wood bundled together. Shnayim, what about if you only have two stalks for the ezoiv, or else two for our mishnah? Is machlekes Rabbi Yosi Rabbonin. Hateyu to machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbonin. The Tznan, we learned like this, a mishnah in Poro. Mitzvahs ezoiv. What's the mitzvah by ezoiv that you have to use by the Poro Aduma? Is shloisha klochim. You have to have three stalks. And on each stalk there's a bud on top of it. So three stalks with three buds to it. Shloisha gevulim. Rashi says gevulim means gevul lachol klach. Each stalk has its own gevul. Gevulu konehem tsoi shazera baroisha. That the seed is on top of it, like the bud. Keken v'sapishtin. Reb Yosi says mitzvahs eizov shloisha gevulim. So mitzvah lechatchilas to have three stalks. True. Tie three together. Veshirov, let's say after you tie three together, then Shirayim left over, there's one fell away, Shinayim, as long as you have two left over, still is kosher. What about the Gardumot? That means at the beginning you had three, and they were long, the way the size you have to, and then eventually it got chopped away, you only have a little bit left of it. That's called Gardumot. You have all three of them there, but the size got much smaller. It's kosher. As long as something is left over, even a small amount, still is kosher. So the Havimina is now, Klosalka Dait and the Gemara thought that Midishirav Shnayim, since Rabbi Yosi says if you have two left over, in other words, true, you start out with three stalks tied together, and then one fell away. If you only left over with two, he says still it's kosher. So the Havimina is, Tchilose Nami Shnayim. Who are then, if you would start out with just two stalks, tie them together, you would also be Mekayim the Mitzvah Seizliv. Why did it say to use three? I'll tell you the son of the mitzvah. L'chatchili, you're supposed to use three, that's the mitzvah. But if you only have two, be the yevid, you makayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, immediately Reb Yosi, shleish le mitzvah. The Chura, since according to Reb Yosi, three is only the mitzvah, not likuvah, le rabbonin, according to rabbonin sheet, it should come out that shleish le yakev, that to have three is taki likuvah. That if you have less than three, you're not makayim the mitzvah. So we see clearly a machlokes that Rabbi Yosi holds two bundled together is called an agud, and according to Rabbanan, you dafka need three. Two is not called an agud; it's not called an agudas ezif. So Murray asked the question now. For Tanya, we learn not like that. For Tanya, learned in a brayso that Rabbi Yosi says ezif. If you take this ezif and you make an agud, you bunch them. Tchilas shnayim. You start out with only two stalks. You bundle them together. Or else v'shirav echad, in the case where you started out with two, and then you left over one fell away, the locher is posel. So see clearly, Rabbi Yosi holds that if you start out with two, it's like a posel. V'yeinu kosher ad shehei tchilas v'shleisha. It's only kosher if you start out with three stalks. You have to tie three together. That's called an agud ezoiv. V'shirav shnayim. True, if you start out with three, and then one falls away later, and you have two left over, still it's kosher. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Yosi, you have to have three li'kuva. So Gemara says, like a true epoch, change it around. In other words, the machlokes is the opposite. L'Rabbi Yosi, shleish l'yakev. According to Rabbi Yosi, true. You have to have three li'kuva. If you don't have three to start out with, you're not makayim the mitzvah, it's not good to say. L'rabbonon, but according to the Rabbonon Shita, Shloisha l'mitzvah. That that they say you have to have three, that's only l'mitzvah. At the beginning, it's good to have that. But the evidence, if you started out with two, it's kosher according to the Rabbonon. So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbonon. For Tanya, I'll bring you a raya proof, another braisa, Rashi's ben Chusa. This is a raya proof to what we said. The braisa says like this, Eizoiv, Tchilosoi Shnayim, Veshira Vechad Kosher. If you have an agudas ezer that you started out just bundled two together, and then later one fell away, you left away with one, still is kosher. V'yein apostle, when is apostle? Achiyat chilosoi v'shira vechot. Until you started out with one, and the leftover was only one also. For the Gemara, shira vechot apostle, how could that be? If you left over with one, mashem, you started out with two, and now you left over with one, that's apostle. Ha'amrit, you just got finished saying at the beginning of the braisa, not like that. That shira vechot kosher. If you start out with two and now you have one left over, it's still kosher. So how could you say left over of one is possible? El Eima, let's say like this. This is what the Braisa means to say. You know when it's possible? If you started out with one, the din of the shrine of the leftover. In other words, just like the din of the shrine true, if you start out with two and have left one left over, it's kosher. But if you started out with one, the din of the shirayim, then it's possible l'chatchila. Then it's possible even with the evid. So you see clearly a brisa that says what? It says that two is kosher. So b'zoi, if you told me now, Rabbi Yosi holds three is likuva. You have to have three. Less than three, not makayim the mitzvah. So who does this brisa go like that says that two is makayim the mitzvah? Elamai tzurai that the rabbonin, even though they said at the beginning you should use three, that's only the mitzvah. It's a good thing to start with. But with the evid, if you have two, you're also makayim the mitzvah seizik. And once you start out with two, if one falls away and you have one left over, halacha is also, shirayim is also good, one. So the Gemara, Dorash Mereima, Mereima Dashin like this, Hani Yisuraisa Desura. If you have Yisuraisa Desura, Yerashi says, these are bundles of reeds. That Rashi says, Chavilekan, bundles of reeds. Shoyoysen Limcha B'Shuk, used to sell it in the streets. They would sell it like a bundle of 25 reeds, a bundle of 30 reeds. So if you buy a bundle of reeds, Hani Yisuraisa de Surya, it was sold in Surya, Halacha is Masachim Hu. You're allowed to throw it the way it is right now on top of your sukkah for schach, even though it's bundled up. And the Chiddush is Afagav the Ogdon, even though they bundled it up. So our first Mishnah, our Mishnah just said, you can't use a bundle of straw, a bundle of reeds. Abihir Liminyona Biyamahu the Ogdon. The reason why they bundled them up here in Surya was only to be able to sell it like by number. I'm selling you 25 of them, I'm selling you 30 of them. But the manner was that as soon as you came home, people will untie it and use it untied. So it was only tied for the purpose of selling it with a number. So therefore there's no xeris that you put go home and throw it on top of your roof because it dry up. Because as soon as somebody takes it away from the store, right away they untie it. So it's not the normal manner to leave it bundled up. Therefore, it's not the cloud zero of Chavolim. This is really like we spoke out before from the Mishnah Berurah, that the Pasim, let's say in his times, is a derech to buy a bundle of leaves. But when the people bring it home, you don't like dry it out, because if you dry out a leaf, it just brittle and just rots away. The whole way to use a leaf is to use it when it's fresh. Because it's like it's not a derech to leave it bundled and dry it out. There would not be the gzera of chavilim on this. So if you buy a bundle of leaves, that even you throw it on top of your sukkah for schach, it would be kosher. Because it's not a derech, it's not a normal manner to let it dry out that way. So you're also like, it's not the manner to leave it bundled up altogether, you just buy it by the minion, by the count. But as soon as you take it home, you untie it, so this is not the cloud gzera of chavilim. Where's the zvaita? Omar Rabbi Abba, Hani Tzrifei Diurvni. If you have a type of a tent that's made from Aravis, Rashi says Tzrifei Diurvni. Rashi says Kimin Kuch Ogul, a type of a round tent like a cone shape, Kekoiva like a hat, not like a tent. V'nechboyim Betochet Sidayofis. The people that capture birds hide in it. The Urvni, Rashi also Meyanfei Aravis. It's made from the leaves of Aravis, the willow leaves. And the bottom you braid it together, and at the top it's like bunched and bunched together. So somebody has again, Hani Tzrifa Diurvni. You have this bunch of willow leaves, that on the top it's like bunched together, and on the bottom it's spread out to make it look like a tent. It's only braided together on the bottom. Is kivon shohutra roshay madanim shalhem. As soon as you untie the top bundle of it, is ksherin. You're allowed to use it now for schach. You're allowed to throw it the way it is on top of your sukkah for schach. And the chiddush is after the mara ayvu hagidi mitatoi. I and the bottom of it, like it looked like a tent. The bottom of them are like braided together. So why is it enough just to untie the top bundle of these willow leaves? The chura, it's bundled on two places. On top, it's bundled all together. That's like the peak of the tent. But on the bottom, it's spread all out, but it's also connected together, like braided together. So Amar Papa says, Tisharulu, it's true. You have to unbraid the bottom of these leaves also. It will be bundled on one side, also be possible, be b'chal d'gzeira chavila, not to use it for schach. Rav Huna bred Rav Yeshua. Rav Yehuna bred, some agarasiya. If Huna bred Rav Yeshua Amar, he says that afilu teima d'loy sharulu, even if you want to tell me no, you did not unbundle the bottom of these willow leaves, but the Teretz says, kol agad she'eno osla tautaloi, loy shemayagad. Anything that's true, even though it's bundled together, but this is not the normal manner to move it. You don't move it around this way. If you want to move it, it has to be bundled on both sides. So it's only bundled on one side. It can't be moved around this way. It's not the derech. That's not the bechlal d'gzer of the Mishnah of Chavila. A Chavila means a bundle that could be moved around the way it's bundled up. So either if you bundle a tie it up on the two ends, on the ends you have to tie up at both ends. If you only tie one end, but the other end is untied, it'll fall apart. There's no gzera. But let's say you tie it in the middle. In the middle, that will be Miskayim, will stay that way. Then it's also Osir. But here, where you tie the two ends and you untie one end of it, that's enough. It's not a derech to be metaltel the way it is. You don't have the gzera of chavila. More weiter. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel. Yerokosh, Omer Chachomin. That the Chachomin say you're allowed to use different type of vegetables for moror is that Odem Yoitzi Behen Yedei Chavosim Pesach. Like it says in the Mishnah Psochim, he's allowed to use endive, so you could use Roman lettuce, so you could use chrein, horseradish, is alocha mevi'e nesatuma. These things could be a chatzitza, could be a mechitza on top of a mace. That alocha is, let's say you have a mace, and you have a board like a mechitza on top of the mace. And at the end of the board, there are kelim underneath the board. So the alocha is, the tumah goes up to the board, it's called like a mechitza, the tumah does not shoot up above it, but rather goes along the board, then it comes down again at the other end. So if you have a keli at the other end of the board, this mechitza brings the tumor onto it. So here also, we have on top a whole row, let's say of Roman lettuces, a whole row of them, and underneath it is a mace, and on the other side of this row of Roman lettuce is a keli. So the halacha is, the Roman lettuce brings the tumor, hamace, onto the keli. So that's the halacha that mevi in es ha-tumah, but we ain't chotzim ifnei ha-tumah. It's not called a good chatzitza. In other words, usually, if you have a board that's wide a tefach, on top of a mace, that's above the mace a tefach, it's called like a chatzitza, and it doesn't let the tumah shoot straight up, but rather the tumah comes down again. So if you have a kli on top of the board, the kli would be tor. But here, midrabbonin, they said it's not called a good chatzitza. Even though midraisa, it's good, we'll soon see what the shailer is. Still, midrabbanan, though, it's not called a good chatzitzam, and therefore, if you have a kli on top of the Roman letters, the kli would become tummy. Upoistlim ba'asukim mishamavir. Who are then, if you use this Roman lettuce, or any one of these type of vegetables that you could use for moro, if you use them for schach, you should know it's posel, and chur it's posel, and mishamavir. A chiddush is, not only is a posel a schach, with the regular din chur, because they're called an oichel, it's royal akabot tumit, should be posel. And but the locher is like this. If you have posel eschach on top of your sukkah, then if it's in the middle of the sukkah, it's only posel if you have dalet tfochim worth of it. You have to have wide dalet tfochim all along your sukkah, then the sukkah becomes posel. Mashenken, if you leave the eschach blank, you leave a space empty, no eschach at all, then it's worse. Then if there's a space of gimel tfochim, it passes the sukkah. If you have a length going straight along the whole sukkah, wide, three tfachim of empty space, then the schach is posel, because we look as if you have two different sukkahs, and each sukkah doesn't have three walls to it. So the chiddush here is, even though you're using this Roman lettuce for schach, so the chur at most it should be posel a schach, because you're using something, and the din should be, it should only be posel if it's wide four tfachim. Still here we have a chumra no, It has the loch as if it's open space, and if it's gimel tvachim wide with this Roman letters on top of Yitzchak, it's possible. For the Gemara, my time, what kind of reason is this? Why should it be? Why should the Roman letters be worse than regular possible Yitzchak? So the Gemara answers, ki von de lechi yavshi. Since when this vegetables dry up, is parchi, they'll like come brittle, vinafli, and they'll fall down. So mele, right now, kamadlis nayodomi. Right now, even though when they're wet and fresh, they're staying up there, the chomer made a din, look at it as if it already fell down. So it's as if there's nothing there, it's space. And the loch is, if you have space, a row of space along your sukkah, which is 3 tvachim wide, it passes the sukkah. So that's the loch here of these vegetables. So Rashi explains that you walk a shomer chomer be pesach, sha'odim yaitzabem yedei moru, that's chazeres ve'ulshin, ushar chavarosayim, is dakasin, they're very thin. Hilkas Rashi says ein chesim of neyatuma. The same zerim of the rabbonin. If it's on top of a mace, it doesn't cause the chatzitza. It doesn't stop the tumah from shooting straight up. Hemsicher ben gag. If you made a gag of Roman lettuce on top of the mace, and you have a kli on top of this gag on top of the Roman lettuce, it's tumay. The Rashi says with the rabbonin. It was only with the rabbonin. The gozer alayish lo yisamcho lay lochot neyatuma. Valdim asamcho nalechiyavshi. Like the same zerim the Gemara said, because maybe you'll still be samech on this mechitza when it dries up later. And when it dries up later, it'll be brittle and fall down. You won't have the mechitzah altogether. So the Rabbanim made it there, even though now when the vegetables are wet and it's really cool, the good mechitzah, still it does not stop the tumah from shooting up. The tumah still shoots straight up. This is only absorbed mid Rabbanim. However, the first din we had before, that maven es tumah, that's good, that's midiraisa. Because right now, kol zman, the vegetables are fresh and wet. They have a thickness to it, and it is wider tefach, and it's a mechitzah on top of the mace. And the locker is, that's maybe it's a tumah. If you have the mace on one side of the mechitza, on the other side, on the floor, there's a kelim, so the tumah shoots up to the mechitza, goes along it, and comes down again. So that didn't, Rabbanan did not stop. But Rabbanan only stopped to say that it's not called a good mechitza for something on top of it. If you have a kli on top of this Roman lettuce, it doesn't stop the tumah from shooting up, but rather the tumah semeis is metama the kelim. And who are then, if you use these vegetables for tchach, that's what the Gemara says, but the Rabbanan, it's possible. Because we're afraid they'll dry up and be brittle and fall away. Then Rashi explains the poislim basukim ishamavir. Rashi kishir the size shavu poisibor, that space passes in a sukkah. Tahainu b'shloish tzvachim, which means a width of 3 tzvachim. K'dermila, come on, like we'll learn later by Pirkin that ave b'shloish. If you have a space open on the schach 3 tzvachim wide, it passes the sukkah. And here the chiddush is loy misharin lu lipsul kishir shas chach posel diyechle rule kabel tumhu. We don't say that these are vegetables, so true that posel chach because it's food which is rule kabel tumhu, and really a chach posel in a poisel be arba tvachim. It only passes if you have a width of 4 tvachim beyond in the middle of the sukkah. Over arba amos min atzad, and if the chach posel is on the side near the walls. Yeah, we could say doifin akuma, so it has to at least be 4 amis wide of poslas chach, but these are lochas we'll see later on. Ela here we say chiddush that these vegetables have a more chomadik alochom. Ela ki avra danin luhu, we act as if it's like open space. Luchumru b'shloisha, only with 3 tvachim does a pasul. And that's the Gemara's terrace. The reason why we're machin here is because since it's going to dry up, it'll be very brittle, it'll fall down, so we're afraid there won't be any shear altogether. So right now also, even though it's wet and there is a shear, the Rabbanan looked as if there's no shear here. Verses weiter. The Yomer Rebbe Abba Omer Rav Huna Ha'boitzeh Lagas. If somebody cuts down the vine, cuts off the clusters of grapes, I'm going to ask to throw it into the vat to make wine. The locher is Ein Lo Yodis. It doesn't have a loch of Yodis of the handles. In other words, a locher is like that. By Tumah, an Eichel is Mekabel Tumah, the food itself. What about the yodos, the handle to the food? Like here, if you have a grape, the stem that the grapes grow on are called like handles. That's the way you hold the grapes. You hold the grape by holding up the stem, that's the way you hold up the grapes. So that's called the yad, a handle to the grape. The locher is that it's also makabel tumah. And if a mace or some sheris touches the handle, it brings tumah onto the oichel itself. In other words, the handle of the food, since it's used to enable you to use the food, it's called part of the food, it's also makabel tumah. Now what about if you cut off this cluster of grapes, I'm going to have to throw it into the wine vat. So there you don't need the stems anymore, because the stems aren't good in the wine. So like then you don't want the stems anymore, so then it doesn't have a lach of yodis. Ain't lo yodis. That then the stem is not called part of the grape, it's not makabel tumah, doesn't bring tumah onto the grape. Rav Menashe Bagadah Omer, Rav Menashe Bagadah said a big chiddush. Omer Rav Huna, that ha-koitzel eschach, let's say somebody cuts off the vine, a bunch of grapes, or a cluster of grapes, al menasa throw it on top of the sukkah, l'shem schach. The loch is also ein lo yodis. It does not have a loch of the yodis, the stem is not called part of the grape to say you can't use it for schach. In other words, to use for schach, the grape itself is possible. Because the grape, the food itself, is makabel tumah, and you're not allowed to use something that's makabel tumah for the schach. So the only part of this cluster you could use for the schach is the actual wood itself, the branch itself. So like Rashi speaks out, obviously we're talking about here, if you take this branch of grapes, you don't have too many grapes on it. Most of it is the bunch of the wood itself, because that's what you want to use for schach. So even though there are some grapes attached to it, but the grapes you don't want to use, because the grapes by itself is possible for schach. So now the question is, what's the loch of the stems of this grape? Do we say the stem is considered like the grape? It's makabel tumah, so it can't be used for schach? Or do we say here no? Since we see you don't want to use these grapes anymore, the main purpose of cutting off this cluster is for the branches, for the wood. You want to use the wood al schach on top of your sukkah. So we say as far as the stem also you do not want to use anymore for the food, but rather you want to use the stem to be part of the schach up terrace wood. So that's his chiddush. That if you cut off this branch of vines, of grapes, so we say, alright, turn over.